Keaton, yesterday morning we were looking at the scoreboard and saying that it needed something heroic from Durham. They needed some partnerships and needed somebody to be able to dig in, and you were able to do that. 9.5 hours of batting and an incredible performance, 221 runs as well.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very pleased to come out of the game with a very good personal milestone, I guess. But also very pleased to come out of the game having been in the position we were in and come out with a draw. And come out in a position where if things had gone our way, we could have won as well. So very pleased and pleased we were able to show a little bit of fight and kind of never say a die attitude to get ourselves out of a bit of a hole.
Yeah, you did really what Yorkshire have done to you so many times in recent seasons. You sort of ground them down, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, Benny played beautifully. He got to 84, I think, was the CB. He played beautifully. Collie, I mean, Captain Courageous, as you said yesterday, he was brilliant with a bit of a dodgy thumb. Just absolutely brilliant. I mean, the guys put in a lot of fight and really tried hard from ball one yesterday morning.
Benny and the Jet batting together. Elton John would have been proud of that. It was a partnership of 156 from the two of you. You put on 100 and odd down at Sussex a couple of years ago as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I've lived with Benny for a couple of years. So, I mean, we know each other quite well and just really enjoy each other's space, I guess. So to put together quite a nice partnership with him was really nice and just really thankful we could do it when the team needed us to.
14 Durham players have reached 200. Your innings ended up being the fifth best.
Yeah, thank you. Joined some really nice human beings there with Muchi, Badge, that guys that I've played with. Just off the top of my head, the guys that I've read quickly. But yeah, something very special and hopefully we can continue to do well.
A lot of people have obviously got eyes on Scott Borthwick because there's a very large possibility he's going to be in the England squad when the Pakistan series is announced. I think the rumour's already going around the ground. You are doing your qualification for England. Are you there yet or not? Because we've had one or two tweets about that this match.
I have qualified. I can't remember the exact date, but it was sometime in March. But again, I think it would be very naive to think I'm anywhere near there. Badgers put together 3-4 seasons of averaging 45 and really knocked in and kind of shoved his way through the door. I think I've got to try and emulate that and put together back-to-back seasons, and to say that 7 or 8 games or whatever it's been now of kind of decent performances gets me into an international squad, then I think that would be a little bit naive.
But we've got the answer though. You have qualified for England now. Yes. So the next time somebody tweets us about that. As far as the Yorkshire reply was concerned today, they had 81 overs to try and get 357. They certainly set off with intent, didn't they, Alex Lees and Adam Light?
Yeah, they did. They played really nicely. They didn't give us any opportunity to get them out. And it just happened we kind of got a couple of wickets and that just put them on the back foot and that just allowed us to attack a little bit more. But I mean, yeah, they played beautifully up front and kind of made us worry for a second.
The wicket, though, seemed to sort of become more sedate today, didn't it?
It did and it didn't. There was still a couple of balls that kind of went up and down and still misbehaved. I think it's one of those wickets where you get two guys in and you go well, suddenly you just adjust to what's actually going on. Suddenly you get a new guy in and that little bit of extra bounce just seems to be a little bit bigger. So I think that's the tendency of why wickets seem to fall in clusters, yeah.
You're unbeaten though. That's another thing to take out of this. You and Yorkshire have now drawn 5-1-2 each and you're still up there near the top of the table.
Yeah, definitely. And like I've said, just to kind of have our backs against the wall after day two and kind of really be in a fairly deep hole and to come out with a draw at the end was something special.